This is Georgia State University Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network. Brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Now, the voice of the Panthers, Dave Cohen.
Watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball this afternoon from Atlanta here on ESPN. Well, after dropping the opening game of the series 15-14 in the Friday opening series slugfest, Georgia State Baseball looks to even the series as the Panthers host the Thundering Herd of Marshall here in Game 2 at the GSU Baseball Complex. Georgia State now two games behind Appalachian State, Marshall, and Arkansas State in the win column in the latest Sunbelt Conference standings. The Panthers are 24-27 overall, 9-16 in conference play. Marshall now 26-24 and 11-14 in league play. Hi again, everyone. Dave Cohen from the press box here at the ballpark at Panthersville. So far, as we head into Game 2 of the series, again, Friday night, Marshall takes the game, the series opener, 15-14, in a game that goes 10 innings, and Georgia State's losing streak now stretched to 9 games. Game 2 today, although delayed due to the inclement weather in the Atlanta area, and scheduled for a series finale on Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Highlights from Friday night's series opener: getting on the board, Eddie Leone, a two-run third-inning home run over the fence in left, and that's his sixth home run of the season. Georgia State was down 9-2 at that point. Caleb Freeman, his 15th home run of the season, clearing the fence in left. That brought Georgia State to within a 9-3 score. Ethan Murdoch, a two-run home run in the sixth. And with the game tied at 14 at the end of 9, they go to the 10th. Micah New, a solo home run over the fence in right center, proves to be the game winner, 15-14, the final score. 17 hits, 5 errors committed by Marshall, 14-16-2 for Georgia State. And again, it was the home run in the 10th by Micah New that proves to be the difference. Wilson, Leone, and New, each with 4 RBIs. Leon and Murdoch with home runs for Georgia State. Wills McGinnis, 3-for-6 with a double and an RBI. And again, Caleb Freeman, 3-for-4 with his 15th home run of the season. He also doubled and drove in 3 runs. Again, 26-24 for the Thundering Herd, 11-14 in league play. Georgia State, 24-27, 9-16. In Sunbelt Conference play, Panthers trying to get into the top 10 to advance to Montgomery in the Sunbelt Tournament. Here's the Sunbelt Conference College Baseball scoreboard on Friday night. Georgia Southern took a doubleheader from the Bobcats of Texas State, 13-3 in the first game and 8-7 in game two. Eighth-ranked Coastal Carolina winning their 40th game of the year. They shut out Louisiana Monroe in a 7-inning affair, 10-0 there. It was Old Dominion, a win on the road in Harrisonburg at James Madison, 6-4. Louisiana falls at number 21, Southern Miss, 11-3, still holding down fourth place in the standings. And it was 14th-ranked Troy coming from behind to beat Arkansas State by the final score of 9-8. Latest standings in the Sun Belt Conference. On the left side, the top seven. Three teams ranked in the top 25, eighth-ranked Coastal Carolina, again winning their 40th game, now 40-11 at 22-4 in league play. followed by number 21 Southern Miss and 14th ranked Troy. The Raging Cajuns right there in fourth place. Bottom seven, Georgia State trying to keep pace with Arkansas State, Marshall, and Appalachian State, and stay ahead of South Alabama, James Madison, and Louisiana Monroe. Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina have won 10 straight. App State, Georgia State have lost 9 straight ball games. Getting ready for Georgia State and Marshall here in game two of this 3-game weekend series, again delayed this afternoon by inclement weather in the Atlanta area. Panthers looking to bounce back from a 15-14 loss on Friday night. We'll be back with the first pitch from the ballpark at Panthersville coming up next from Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
It's springtime, but it's also allergy time. The pollen is so bad.
Getting ready for the start of game two. Starting lineup for the visiting Marshall Thundering Herd, leading things off and playing right field, it'll be Jackson Halter. Batting second, playing shortstop, Mike Anew. A.J. Havrilla will play first base. He'll bat third. Batting fourth and playing third base, Eddie Leone. Hitting fifth in the order, designated hitter Ethan Murdoch. Elijah Vogelsong will be in left field. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Nolan Wilson. In center field, Cam Harthen. He'll bat eighth. Batting ninth and playing second base, Tyler Kamer. Greg Beals, third season as the head coach of the Thundering Herd of Marshall. On the hill for Georgia State, here in game two, Jake Himbrie, redshirt freshman out of Hiram, Georgia. 14 appearances, 8 starts. He's 1-2 on the year with an ERA of 6.15. He's gone 41 innings this year, allowing 33 hits, 29 runs, 28 of those earned. He's walked 32, struck out 51. 6'2", 201. Again, a freshman out of Hiram, Georgia, getting his 9th start of the season. Defensively for Georgia State here in game two, Colin Hynek behind the plate doing the catching, working with Himbrie. Jesse Donahoe gets the start at first. Nick Garagaza will start at second. Carter Bailey at short. Wills McGinnis at third. Michael McGinnis out in left field. Cooper Milford in center. John Beverly, the freshman, getting a start in right field. Caleb Freeman is your designated hitter. So a little after 1:30 p.m. Eastern time for the first pitch for game two, Georgia State and Marshall. And a first pitch swung at, missed. Jackson Halter, senior from Texas out of Texarkana, started his collegiate career at Louisiana in the Sun Belt Conference. 49 games at 268, two home runs, 17 RBIs. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off over on the third base side. And he's down to the count here. No balls and two strikes to Hembree. It'll be Halter, New, and Havrilla here, top of the third, top third of the order here for the Thundering Herd. Left-hander turns and fires. Swung at, missed, struck him out on three pitches. Halter is down on strikes swinging. And for Jake Hembree, that strikeout number one of the ballgame, number 52 on the year. Brings up Micah New, the hero from Friday night with that solo home run in the 10th over the fence in right center. That ended up being the difference maker there in favor of Marshall. Again, they win it Friday night, 15-14. Micah New, a junior out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, fouls off the first pitch from Hembree. This afternoon, playing in his 49th game, he's a 260 hitter. Eight home runs, 33 RBIs on 53 hits. Matthew Martinez, your home plate umpire. Marcus Evans at first, Darren Heer over at third. Second pitch fouled off to the back screen. Runs the count to no balls and two strikes.
Come on, Dad.
Again, a 260 hitter. Marshall is a ball club hitting 263 with 44 home runs and 281 runs driven in. Hembree sets the 0-2 pitch. Check swing on a high fastball inside. And the count now 1-2. A 1-2 from Hembree. Couldn't get him to chase outside. Count even. Currently 59 degrees here at the ballpark at Panthersville. A light drizzle. Winds out of the east at 13 miles an hour. Hembree's 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Didn't go around. Runs it full. Now 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way to Micah New. Fastball lost him outside. So a strikeout of Halter followed by a base on balls issued to Micah New. One out, one on now for the Thundering Herd. A.J. Havrilla, the Herd first baseman, a sophomore out of Canfield, Ohio. 49 games this year, hitting 290. Five home runs, 39 RBIs. He was 1-for-3 on Friday night. First pitch, outside in breaking ball. Taken for a strike. Hembree comes set for the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses high. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Hembree will make a quick throw over to first. Again, Havrilla 1-for-3 in game one. He scored a run. Drove in two more, and he drew two base on balls. And now the throw to first. They got the runner trying to steal, and he ends up stealing second base. Micah New. Carter Bailey was not near close enough to the bag at second to apply the tag. So a stolen base for Micah New. That's his 14th stolen base of the season. He's only been picked off one time. He's 14 of 15 now on the base paths. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball strike hits the corner. It's 1-2. Embry out of the stretch, swung at, missed, overpowered him with a fastball and struck him out. So Havrilla down on strikes. Second strikeout for Embry. He's now got 53 strikeouts on the season. Runner at second, two on, Eddie Leon. Senior out of Miami, 6-1, 190. Currently a 289 with six home runs, 29 RBIs. Hit that sixth home run in the fourth inning on Friday night. And a first pitch from Embry just missed on the outside corner. 1-0 the count. Productive night for Eddie Leon as part of that 15-run attack by the Herd on Friday night. He was 3-for-6, two runs scored. He drove in four, and he walked once. A 1-0 delivery. Missed outside, a little low. 2-0 the count.
Go, Eddie!
Pitch, high and outside. Three balls, no strikes. So far it's been strikeout, walk, strikeout. And right now, a 3-0 count here on Leon. Delivery. And he delivers a strike right down the middle to run it to 3-1. Mike Anew, the runner down at second. 3-1 delivery. Swung at, missed. Foul tipped that one into Colin Hynek's mitt. And from 3-0 to a full count here, 3-2 against Leon. Embry out of the stretch, payoff pitch. Nice cut, foul to the back screen. Still 3-2. Embry will try it again, 3-2 pitch. Turns, delivers, and again fouled off in the air, first base side. So we'll try it again here in a moment. Full count here to Leon. Here's the pitch from Embry. And that's going to be a chopper, foul third base side. Payoff pitch again on the way here from Jake Embry. Turns and fires, and he lost him. Pitch missed on the outside. So again, it's been strikeout of Halter. Mike Anew drew the walk. Havrilla struck out. Leon draws the walk. Ethan Murdoch hitting out of the DH role here in game two. Senior from Saskatchewan, Canada. 266 on the year, 10 home runs. He hit number 10 on Friday night. He's driven in 36 this year. Two on and two out here for Marshall. Breaking ball broke a little early and low, ball one. 1-0 pitch, swung at, missed. Count even. Murdoch was 3-for-5 in game one. Scored 2 runs, drove in 2 runs. Drew 1 base on balls, again had a 2-run home run. 1-1 pitch, fastball, strike, 1-2 the count. Way outside, it's an even count again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Marshall on Friday night winning their 26th game of the year. They're 26-24 and 11-14. 2-2 pitch fouled off over here to the back screen. Still a 2-2 count. So Himbry comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. No, it's not. He will turn and make a throw down to second. Carter Bailey there to make that. Garagazzo there to take that throw. Nick Garagazzo getting a start at second base this afternoon with Freeman moving into the DH role here in game two. 2-2 pitch on the way. Lefty turns and fires. Fouls that one off to the back screen. That one may have even ricocheted off the top of home plate. If not home plate, it may have ricocheted off of the chest protector of the home plate umpire. Still a 2-ball, 2-strike count, 2 down, 2 on here for the Herd. Himbry's 2-2 pitch. Awfully close to a called third strike, but low, 3-2. Full count here on Murdoch. Himbry's 3-2 delivery, and he walked him in the Thundering Herd of Marshall. The bases loaded now with 2 outs here in the top half of the first. Strikeout, walk, walk. So far for the Thundering Herd. Elijah Vogelsong will step in, the senior out of Minford, Ohio, 2-for-5 on Friday night. Played in 50 games this year, currently hitting .242 on the year. 6 home runs, 25 RBIs on 37 hits. And the plate right now is set for Marshall here in the early goings of this ball game. First pitch to Vogelsong, a strike on the outside corner. Himbry zone one delivery. Misses low and outside. Count even. Nolan Wilson. Shin guards on in the on deck circle with 2 outs here in the first. Lead runner is Mike Anew over at third. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? They're going to say yes. And it's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Himbry ahead in the count here, ball and 2 strikes, trying to get out of a little bit of a jam here in the top of the first. The 1-2 delivery, again down low. Ball spun around in the dirt just to the left of home plate. Nice job there by Colin Hynek to maintain control. It's a 2-ball, 2-strike count. 2-2 delivery. And there's the called third strike right there. Well, it was feast or famine for Jake Himbry here in the top half of the first. Marshall will leave the bases loaded. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left as we head to the bottom of the first here in Atlanta. Rain is holding off. Georgia State coming to the plate. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN. Okay, Freeman is actually the DH.
A friend of mine, whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah, so what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brent, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people
as we move to the bottom of the first here at the ballpark in Panthersville, here's the starting lineup for Georgia State leading things off.
A month.
I am
is number 99, the DH, Caleb Freeman.
So
he'll be followed by the first baseman, Jesse Donahoe, batting second, batting third, and doing the catching, Colin Heineck, 4-5, and 6. Third baseman, Wills McGinnis. Left fielder, Michael McGinnis. The center fielder, Cooper Milford, batting seventh. The shortstop, Carter Bailey, out right field, batting eighth. It'll be John Beverly, batting ninth, and playing second base, Nick Garagazzo. Brad Stromdahl, sixth season as the head baseball coach at Georgia State. On the hill for Marshall here in game two, it's the right-hander, Griffin Miller, 6'2", 200-pounder out of Madison, West Virginia. 12 starts this year. Number 13 this afternoon, he's 5-3 with an ERA of 3.03, 68 and a third innings, 58 hits allowed, 36 runs, 23 of those earned. He's walked 34 and has struck out 54 on the season. Defensively for Marshall here this afternoon, Nolan Wilson doing the catching behind the plate, A.J. Haverill over at first, Tyler Kamer at second, Eddie Leone at third, Micah New at short. The outfield, same as Friday night, Elijah Vogelsong in left, Cam Harthen in center, Jackson Halter in right field. So Caleb Freeman, the transfer from Auburn, will lead things off. Currently hitting 356, hit number 15 over the fence in left. On Friday night, he's driven in 44 runs, originally out of Flowery Branch, Georgia. And a first pitch from Miller, low and outside for ball one. Marshall left the bases loaded in the top half of the inning on three walks. Miller's 0-1 pitch, drops that in there for a strike. That ball moving from the outside of the plate right into the strike zone. Count even here at a ball and a strike. Missed outside, a little high, 2-1. Georgia State is a ball club hitting 268. Panthers have hit 81 home runs this year. Again, 15 of them by Caleb Freeman. They've driven in 336 runs. A 3-1 count here to Caleb Freeman. Miller delivers, pitch fouled off over behind the Georgia State dugout. Count full here on Freeman. Payoff delivery on the way from Miller. And may have hit him in the right foot. That pitch broke early inside and low. So the Panthers have a runner down at first. Hitting second in the order is Jesse Donahoe. Senior from Columbus, Georgia. 286 on the year, 14 home runs, 40 RBIs. And that did go as hit by pitch on the Caleb Freeman at bat. The 1-0 on the way to Donahoe. Upper portion of that strike zone evens the count at 1-1. Donahoe was 2-for-6 on Friday night, two runs scored. One pitch, missed high and outside, two balls and a strike. Miller's 2-1 pitch. Missed outside, runs it to 3-1. Donahoe got off to a rough start on Friday night. His first plate appearance, grounding into a 4-6-3 double play, had a fly ball out in the third, came back with singles and runs scored in both the fifth and the eighth on Friday night in the first game of the series. Takes a strike on the 3-1 pitch. Full count here. Donahoe facing Miller. Griffin Miller's payoff pitch. Missed high, walked him. So Donahoe makes his way down to first. Panthers will have runners at first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Your pitcher, Colin. Oh, yeah. Sunbelt Conference leader in home runs, Colin Hynek steps in. Out of Rockbart, Georgia, 6-1-2-0-2. Currently hitting 237 through 47 ball games this year. Again, 18 home runs, 43 runs driven in. And that fastball got away from Miller. Rising high and inside, it hit Hynek in the left shoulder. Second hit batsman. And now Georgia State has the bases loaded with nobody out here in the bottom half of the first. So time called as Nolan Wilson heads out to have a quick powwow with his starting pitcher, Griffin Miller. Wills McGinnis batting cleanup. Freshman out of Newnan, Georgia, 274, six home runs, 35 RBIs on the season. McGinnis on Friday night, 3-for-6 with three runs scored. And a first pitch on the way from Miller. Breaking ball strike. The 0-1 pitch to McGinnis. Swung at, missed. Initially looked like he might be showing bunt. Pulled back at the last moment. Big swing. He's down out here. No balls and two strikes. Miller out of the stretch. Turns and delivers. Check swing. And they're going to check with the umpire down at first. He says that McGinnis did not go around. And it's a one ball, two strike count. His older brother, Michael McGinnis, the starting left fielder in the on-deck circle. One-two pitch. That's lined out to left. Caught on the run by Vogelsong. And because he was running towards third, head coach Brad Stromdahl will hold Caleb Freeman at third. Base is still loaded. One out. Another look at that hard hit ball. But as you see Vogelsong running in, and Freeman, no time to attempt to score from third. And Michael McGinnis will step in. Again, out of Newnan, Georgia, 322, 9 home runs, 46 RBIs on the season. And a strike from Miller. Right-hander turns and fires. Low and outside. Evens the count at 1-1.
97.5 Glory FM is WDTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
1-1 pitch to McGinnis. Miller turns and fires, and that one is punched to first. The only play is going to be to step on the bag at first for the second out. Freeman will score from third, and Georgia State takes the early 1-0 lead. I know exactly what Havrilla was thinking. Make the throw to second and try to turn the double play. It just didn't work out that way, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead. So McGinnis hits into a three unassisted. But picks up the RBI, and that's RBI number 47 on the year. So now for Georgia State, runners at second and third, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Woo! Stepping in is Cooper Milford, the center fielder. He looks at a strike. A lot of movement on that pitch from Miller. Milford, a freshman, who's taken over in center field here in the latter part of the season. And the 0-1, same pitch, same location, and it's 0-2. Played in 29 games this year. Currently at 253. He's hit one home run. He's driven in 9. His next hit will be his 20th. The 0-2 from Miller. Nice cut, and that's fouled off to the back screen. So Milford down on the count here. No balls, two strikes. The right-hander turns, delivers. Swung at, missed. Milford down on strikes. And for the most part, you could say that Griffin Miller got out of a jam. It was bases loaded, nobody out. He'll walk off the mound. Georgia State scoring the one run on the RBI from Michael McGinnis that scored Caleb Freeman. So for the Panthers, they score one run, no hits, two left. And as we head to the second here in Atlanta, Panthers on top of Marshall by a 1-0 score. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Second inning here at the ballpark in Panthersville. Georgia State, a 1-0 lead over Marshall. Sunbelt programs in the top 25 in the latest poll of Division I baseball. Coastal Carolina won their 40th game of the season on Friday night. They're currently ranked 8th. Troy Trojans, 3rd in the conference. They're 14th. And Golden Eagles of Southern Miss. Georgia State saw them in Hattiesburg a couple of weekends ago. They are 21st in the country in the latest Division I top 25 college baseball poll. As we move to the top of the second here in Atlanta, Nolan Wilson, Cam Harthen, Tyler Kamer will come to the plate here to face Jake Himbry. Himbry walked 3 and struck out 3 in the first inning. Go, 35 walks on the year, 54 strikeouts now, the total for both for Jake Himbry, the freshman. Leading things off here, the catcher, Nolan Wilson, as he looks at ball one on the first pitch. Wilson currently hitting .216. 2-for-4 on Friday night, 3 RBIs in the opener. Ball two on a pitch that's low and inside. This afternoon, playing in his 45th game of the season, he's hitting .225. Again, 4 home runs. 24 RBIs total. Just missed on the outside corner. It's 3-0. Wilson started his collegiate career in Reno, Nevada, University of Nevada. And that's a 4-pitch walk on the leadoff to the leadoff hitter, Nolan Wilson. That's the 4th base on balls issued by Himbry. It's either been a walk or a strikeout. Center fielder Cam Harthen will step in, junior out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. .262 with a home run and 32 runs driven in. Was 1-for-4 on Friday night with 2 runs scored. And that pitch hit him. And so he'll make his way down to first. And Marshall will have runners at first and second, nobody out.
Second baseman, Tyler Cameron.
Looks like it got him on the right hand or the right wrist. So he's aboard down at first. Wilson aboard at second. Kamer hitting .239 on the year. Sophomore from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. 1 home run, 25 RBIs in 50 games. He's got 43 hits. Was 1-for-7. Last night. Fastball misses high and outside, and time called. Christian Castori, the first-year pitching coach for the Panthers, going to make his way out to the mound, and it'll be a quick everyone involved powwow here for Georgia State in the infield. Well, on one hand, you could say that Himbry has not surrendered a hit as of yet. And has struck out 3, has walked 4, and has hit 1. One batsman. So one ball, no strike count here to Kamer. Embry out of the stretch, delivers a strike. Nobody out, 2-1 here for the Thundering Herd here in the top of the second. Embry's 1-1, misses low and outside, 2 balls and a strike. Panthers do have a right-hander up and throwing down in the bullpen. The 2-1 pitch way outside, 3 balls and a strike. The left-hander comes set. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's hit high in the air. Looks like it'll land in foul territory. Panthers' Beverly will give chase and will not get there in time. Well, that'll run the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. 2 on here for the Herd. Embry now comes set for the payoff pitch. 3-2 delivery, and that's hit on the ground out to right field. Right out to Beverly. They're going to hold the runner at third, and Marshall will have the bases loaded still with nobody out here in the second. Rhetorical question. Are we headed for a game similar as we saw on Friday night? That's the first hit for either ball club. So Wilson now at third, Harthen at second, Kamer over there at first. Top of the order, Jackson Halter will step in. He struck out last inning. Embry starts him out with a really nice breaking ball. Inside out, and it's a no-ball, one-strike count. The 0-1 delivery, nice cut, foul tipped it. Embry ahead in the count here on Halter, no balls, 2 strikes. Just trying to secure that first out here in the second. The 0-2 delivery, and that's ripped into right field. Wilson will come in and score. Harthen will come around third and score, and Marshall has a 2-1 lead. Two RBIs for Jackson Halter on the single to right. And the part of it, if you're Brad Stromdahl, that really comes home to roost is the 2 runs that scored was the walk to Wilson and the hit by pitch to Cam Harthen. So Kamer are now over at third, Halter at first. Still nobody out. Runners at the corners. Micah New, Friday night's 10th inning hero, steps in. Big swing at a fastball from Embry. Embry has thrown right at 50 pitches. Here comes the 0-1. The runner will take off for second. Stolen base for Jackson Halter. That's his 16th stolen base of the season. He's only been caught once. 16 of 17 now on the base paths. And they've got 2 in scoring position, second and third. Here's the 0-2 pitch to New. Fouls that one off to the back screen. Still an 0-2 count. The 0-2 pitch again to Micah New. And that went in the dirt. Ball gets away from Colin Hynek, but not far enough. Kamerer will hold over there at third. Two runs on two hits, no errors so far for Marshall. A run on no hits, no errors for Georgia State. The 1-2 pitch, swung at, missed, overpowered him with a fastball that rose a little high and inside. He chased it, and that's the fourth strikeout for Jake Kimbrey. He's now struck out right at 55 batters on the season. A.J. Havrilla will step in. He struck out in the first. Second time around facing Kimbrey. And a first pitch, straight on, fastball, lower portion of the zone, it's 0-1. Havrilla at 287 on the season. The 0-1 pitch, fouled that one to the back screen, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, straight on, but low, 1-2 the count. Kimbrey's 1-2 pitch evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'm guessing there are some spots out there in the outfield that are soggy. They did as good a job with the amount of time that they had. Once the rain stopped, had heavy rain come through here this morning to try to squeegee as much as that water off the field as they could. Swung at, missed on the 2-2 pitch. Chased a pitch low and outside. Havrilla down on strikes. 5 strikeouts so far for Kimbrey, 56 on the season, and now it's 2 on and 2 out here in the second. Eddie Leon drew a base on balls in his first plate appearance, currently hitting 282. Fouls off the first pitch right in front of us. No balls and a strike. Kimbrey's 0-1 pitch. That went in the dirt. Luckily for Georgia State, that ball bounced right up off the dirt into Colin Hynek's mitt. One delivery, and that's going to be a chopper to third. Fielded there on the run by McGinnis to Donahoe, 5-3 on the putout. And Marshall will strand 2 base runners. But they score 2 runs on 2 hits. They leave 2, and as we head to the bottom of the second here in Atlanta, Marshall leading Georgia State now 2-1. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All eyes focused on Georgia State and Marshall here in Atlanta, but some really good marquee matchups across the Sun Belt baseball landscape this weekend, including Georgia Southern and Texas State down at Statesboro. Those two teams battling for the number 6 seed matchup as we head to the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. You also got the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana, who we saw here in Atlanta last weekend on the road in Hattiesburg at Southern Miss. Louisiana, the 2024 regular season champions. Southern Miss won the Sun Belt Conference Tournament last year to get the automatic bid. And you've also got Troy and Arkansas State. That was a good one on Friday night. 14th-ranked Trojans came back to beat Arkansas State, still undefeated in weekend series this season. Leading things off for Georgia State, it'll be the shortstop, Carter Bailey. Panthers will send their 7, 8, 9 hitters to the plate here in the second. And a first pitch from Griffin Miller inside, taken for ball one. Bailey, a redshirt freshman all the way from Chandler, Arizona. 50 games under his belt this year as a Panther, hitting .252. He's hit 6 home runs, 34 RBIs. And he's pounded out a total of 38 hits. Letter high on the jersey inside, 2-0. Bailey, John Beverly, Nick Garagazzo here in the second for Georgia State. Marshall with a one-run lead after scoring 2 here in the second. 2-0 pitch. Really nice breaking ball over the top, right into the zone, and it's a 2-1 count. Miller's 2-1 pitch, check swing. Didn't go around. So it's a 3-ball, 1-strike count. Three-one fouled off in the air, first base side. So count full here on the Panthers' leadoff hitter, Carter Bailey. Payoff pitch on the way from Miller. And tried to drop a strike in there, missed inside. Bailey draws the leadoff walk. So the tie run is down at first. Saw John Beverly in a pinch hitter's role on Friday night. He gets the start in right field here in game two, a freshman out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. He's currently batting .195 with 15 runs driven in this year. First pitch, Miller showing bunt. And foul tipped it. That may have tagged Nolan Wilson on the forearm. So the umpire will deliver a new baseball out to Miller. Yeah, that one ricocheted off the bat right up into the chest protector. The 0-1 pitch showing bunt again. Bunts this one right into the screen over by the Marshall dugout. And Beverly down to the count here. No balls and two strikes. The number nine hitter, Nick Garagazzo, who's playing second base today, moves into the on-deck circle. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Showing bunt again. That one inside a little high, 1-2.
1-2 now. Wow.
Woo! 1-2 pitch missed high. That'll even things up for John Beverly. Two-two pitch fouls this one off first base side. The 2-2 to Beverly.
Woo!
Lunging swing foul tips that one to the back screen. So Miller will try it again with the 2-2 pitch. Right-hander turns and fires. That's going to be slapped foul third base side. Again, the 2-2 to Beverly. A lot of movement on that ball, but way outside. Three balls, two strikes. Full count here to the Panthers right fielder. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Payoff delivery. Fought that one off to the back screen.
Come on, Griff.
Three, two pitch. Beverly digs in, swings and misses.
Woo!
And that's the first out here in the bottom of the second. So Beverly strikes out, and for Miller, he registers his first strikeout of the ball game. That's his 55th strikeout of the season. The number nine hitter for the Panthers is the second baseman this afternoon, Nick Garagazzo. Senior out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, transferred to Georgia State from Florida Atlantic University. Drives this one into a big puddle out there in shallow center. Carter Bailey will turn at second. He will hold down at second base. 11th hit of the season for Garagazzo. You can see the water splash up with a ball hit when that landed on the grass out there in shallow center field. So top of the order again for Georgia State here in the bottom of the second. Caleb Freeman hit by a pitch in the first. Again, hitting 348 on the year. Second time around to face Miller. Looks at a pitch high and outside for ball one. Well, 1-0 missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. An interesting journey out of Flowery Branch. Started out at the University of North Georgia. That took him down to a junior college in Florida, then to Auburn in the SEC, and then here to Georgia State to play for Brad Stromdahl in the Sun Belt. Pitch outside a little high, 3-0 the count. Georgia State with two base runners, one down here in the second. Miller's 3-0 pitch. Straight on to make it 3-1. Three-one pitch, missed high, a little outside. He walked him. And now Georgia State with the bases loaded with one out here in the second. Time called by Marshall. Looks like the pitching coach, Taylor Sandifer, out to have a word with Griffin Miller. Time of the game on Friday night was 4 hours and 15 minutes. We're almost at 1 hour already, and we are still in the bottom of the second. I only say that because I'm not quite sure what kind of a weather window we're playing in right now, whether or not any more rain is headed through the Atlanta area. So action down in the bullpen for the Thundering Herd. Up and getting loosened up. Phoenix DiGiacomo. 15 appearances, including 6 starts.
Your first baseman, Jesse Donahoe.
So Miller will face Jesse Donahoe. Again, bases loaded. Carter Bailey at third. Nick Garagazzo down at second. Caleb Freeman after the walk over at first. Right-hander turns, delivers, drops a beautiful pitch in there for a strike. The 0-1 delivery, and that's hit on the ground to second. To second for one, the throw on to first. Not it, well, it was in time, but it pulled Haverill off the board. Carter Bailey scores from third. We're tied at 2 runs apiece. So that walk comes back to haunt. They got the force at second. 4-6. And could not complete 6-3. And this may be challenged on the tag at first or lack thereof by Marshall. All three umpires are meeting. And that play is under review. So time called. Two members of the umpiring crew assigned by the Sun Belt Conference will make their way just beyond the Georgia State dugout. And the play is under review. The call on the field is that Donahoe was safe at first base. And that the tag by Haverillo did not touch Donahoe at any point. We'll see what kind of replay video we have. There you see the reach around by Haverillo. From that angle, it does look like he did not touch Donahoe with the glove right there. Did he get him on the left leg, or was there no contact? That's the ruling we're going to be waiting on here as this play is under review. Nonetheless, Donahoe does pick up an RBI, which is his 41st RBI of the year. We've got a 2-2 ball game here in the second. Two runs on a hit for Georgia State, two runs on two hits for the Thundering Herd. Both umpires, headsets on, looking at the replay video. Just outside the fence, beyond the Georgia State dugout. And we'll get a ruling here shortly. Sure how many different angles they would have on this play beyond what we have on our ESPN replay. But the pause in action will give us time for the season recap for the Thundering Herd, again following their win on Friday night, 26-24. And they are 11-14 at Sunbelt Conference play, holding on to one of those last spots to Montgomery for the Sunbelt Tournament. And they say be playing your best baseball late in the season. They've won 8 of their last 10. Had a couple of tough losses earlier to Coastal Carolina and Troy, both top 25 ranked programs. But they've won 8 of the last 10. And right now the goal is to get to Montgomery. They'll close out the series with Georgia State, weather permitting, tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. First pitch. So we're about to get the ruling. My guess is that he will be called safe. They'll confirm the call at first. Let's see. And that is the call. So Donahoe will stay aboard down at first. Still two outs here in the second. Colin Hynek will step in. And now Garagazzo, the go-ahead run over at third with Donahoe at first. Hynek was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. First pitch on the way from Miller. And that's a nice pitch in there for a strike. Started inside, then caught the outside corner of the zone. Woo! Same pitch, swung at, missed, 0-2 the count here on Hynek. Miller out of the stretch, the 0-2 delivery, missed up top. Runs it to a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch, couldn't get him to chase outside and low, and the count even. The 2-2 pitch, that's fouled off over on the first base side. Hynek, by the way, was 2-for-5 in the series opener on Friday night, scored two runs. Of course, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, it was a slugfest. Two-two delivery again outside, 3-2 the count. Friday night's opener saw Marshall and Georgia State combine for 29 runs. And 33 hits. 3-2 pitch. Dropped it in there for a called third strike. I think Colin knew it as he makes his way back to the Georgia State dugout. Panthers score one run on the RBI. Jesse Donahoe scores Carter Bailey to tie the ballgame. The Panthers will leave two. And as we head to the third here in Atlanta, Marshall and Georgia State tied at two runs apiece. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
We head to the third here in Atlanta. Georgia State Marshall tied at two. Middle of the pack, you look at the Sun Belt standings. A lot of the attention focused, of course, on Coastal Carolina, Southern Miss, Troy, Louisiana. You got really good races in the middle of the pack in the Sun Belt right now. Big weekends this weekend and next weekend. Right now, Old Dominion at Georgia Southern right there, 13 wins apiece. Texas State at 12-14. And then Appalachian State, Marshall, and Arkansas State, 11 wins apiece. That was a tough loss for Georgia State on Friday night because it dropped the Panthers two games behind in the win column at 9-16 and 24-27. Today's game is huge. Sunday's game is huge. Three games at Appalachian State next weekend. Big indicators for Georgia State as to whether or not they can climb back into the top 10 and advance to Montgomery. Ethan Murdoch, the DH, will lead things off here for the Thundering Herd. 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up. Big swing and a miss on the pitch from Jake Kimbrey. Murdoch drew a base on balls in the first inning. Again, currently hitting .256 on the year. Looks at ball two. Again, Hembree to this point has walked four and struck out five. The left-hander winds and delivers, and that's a strike. It's 1-2. One-two pitch fouled off in the air, first base side. Low and outside evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch fouled off just outside our window to the right. Murdoch with 10 home runs on the season. He's driven in 36. on 43 hits. The 2-2 delivery. Way up top. Full count here, 3-2. Embry with the payoff pitch to Murdoch. And that's a called third strike. That is strikeout number 6 in the ballgame for Jake Embry. As he gets Murdoch looking.
Left fielder Elijah Vogelsong.
It'll bring up Elijah Vogelsong. He struck out looking to close things out in the first. Currently hitting .233 on the year. 6 home runs, 25 RBIs, 37 total hits. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. Strike that just hits the outside corner. On the first pitch from Embry. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside. Count even. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That missed inside. That was belt high. On the inside corner of the plate. Big swing and a miss on the 2-1 delivery. Count even again at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Embry's 2-2 pitch to Vogelsong. Low and inside, the count full. .44 walks this year for Elijah Vogelsong. That ranks him 3rd in the Sun Belt Conference. 2 spots behind Caleb Freeman of Georgia State. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And that's lined out to right center. On the run is Beverly looking up, and that ball's out of here. Vogelsong clears the fence in right center. It sounded pretty good, but I wasn't sure if it had the distance to clear the fence. Ultimately, it did. And Marshall reclaims a 1-run lead. Vogelsong hits his 7th home run of the season. Drives in run number 26 on hit number 38.
Catcher Dylan Wilson.
And Marshall now leads it 3-2. 3 runs on 3 hits for the Thundering Herd. For Marshall as a ball club, that is their 45th. Home run of the season. They came into the series with 41 home runs as a ball club. That's their 4th home run of the series if you do the math. Wink, wink. Strike on the first pitch there to Nolan Wilson. He had a home run on Friday night. Lines this one out to Beverly in right field. 4th hit of the ball game for Marshall. Wilson had walked in the 2nd and scored a run. He's aboard down at first. So Cam Harthen, who was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the 2nd as well, stepping in now for the 2nd time. He's hitting .262 on the year. First pitch from Embry up top and outside.
You'll have to go on your way home.
primed.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a strike, lower outside corner. Looking at that flag out in left center, which is where a lot of home run balls are hit here at the ballpark at Panthersville. That's blowing straight out towards center field. The 1-1 pitch. I say that, a little bit of an indicator on why that Vogelsong line drive carried as well as it did. The wind blowing right with it, right towards center field and right center, which is where the ball went out of the ballpark. It was hard hit to begin with, don't get me wrong, but I think it had a little bit of help from the jet stream blowing straight out to right center. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside 3-1. We'll get a 3-ball, 1-strike count here to Cam Harthen. And that fastball rose on the inside and hit him. So he's been hit by a pitch in both plate appearances. That'll give Marshall now runners at first and second with one out here in the third.
Second baseman Tyler Kammerer.
Tyler Kammerer will step in. He singled his only previous plate appearance in the second. He's up that average now to 247 on the season. Time called as Brad Stromdahl has emerged from the Georgia State dugout. And the Panthers will have an infield conference on the hill. Time to talk a little strategy with base runners at first and second and one out here in the third. Panthers with a right-hander up and throwing down in the bullpen. Can't see a number right now from our vantage point. Time now for a Georgia State home season recap. 24-27 overall, 9-16 in conference play. And after the loss last night, 18-14 here at Panthersville. That'll be it for Hembree. They've made the Panther call to the bullpen. Panthers trying to snap a 9-game losing skid. So that'll do it for Jake Hembree, 2 1/3. He allows 4 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned. He's walked 4 and struck out 6. And the new pitcher for Georgia State is going to be number 36, Caleb White. 6'8 senior, Van, Texas, transferred to Georgia State from Eastern Oklahoma State. And we'll give you his numbers on the other side of this timeout from Atlanta. Got a slow-moving college baseball game. Georgia State Marshall Thundering Herd with a one-run lead here in the top of the third. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote by calling Term Provider at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-444-9336 or visit termprovider.com, termprovider.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
He's going to bring in Caleb White, the 6'8 right-hander. 15 appearances, including 8 starts, go back to the middle portion of the season, even a little bit before that. He was your Friday night starter. Again, 8 starts and 15 appearances, 5 wins, 5 losses, an ERA of 6.96. Right at 53 innings thrown this year. He's allowed 68 hits, 44 runs, 41 of those earned. He's walked 17, struck out 65. So he will try to hold Marshall at bay here. They've already scored 1 run here in the third to reclaim a 3-2 lead. There's 1 out, runners at first and second. Delivers a strike to Kamerer on the first pitch. That's Nolan Wilson down at second, Cam Harthen over at first. White comes set, the 0-1 delivery, way outside. Ball sneaks underneath the glove of Hynek. The runners will advance. Wilson over to third, Harthen now down at second. They'll score that, a wild pitch from Caleb White. The runners advance, 2 in scoring position now again with 1 down here in the third. And a 1-ball, 1-strike count here to the number 9 hitter, second baseman Tyler Kamerer. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be a chopper to second. They'll hold the runner at third. And Garagazzo, great job running that ball on the edge of the grass, looking the runner back at third, then turning and making that quick throw over to first to Donahoe. 4-3 on the putout.
Right fielder, Jackson Halter.
Top of the order again here for Marshall. 2 outs here in the third. Jackson Halter will step in. He struck out in the first, delivered a 2 RBI single in the second. That ended up scoring Wilson and Harthen. Interestingly enough, both guys that are aboard the plate right now going to slice this one down the line. It will land just foul beyond the third baseline. So deja vu all over again here for Jackson Halter. The only difference is that Wilson, instead of reaching by walk, reached earlier this inning by a single. Harthen was hit by a pitch in the second, hit by a pitch here in the third, has him currently down at second base. No balls and a strike. White comes set, turns, and fires. Came in low for ball one. A 1-1 pitch. Get out of the way. Lines that one foul. Just beyond the Marshall dugout, first base side. A 1-ball, 2-strike count here with 2 down here in the third. One ball, 2 strikes, way outside, 2-2. So a 2-2 count here to the leadoff hitter, Halter. Pops this one up foul, third base side. And it's still a 2-ball, 2-strike count. White comes set, his 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again, third base side. Good battle going on, White and Halter here. With 2 on and 2 out in the third. Come on, White's 2-2 pitch. Just missed on the lower outside corner. I think he thought he had it. Nodding his head. It was a nice pitch. Instead, the count full here to Halter. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff delivery on the way. Out of the stretch, turns and fires. And foul to the back screen. So White will try it again. Full count here to Halter. Turns and delivers, and Halter hits this one out into left field. Over all the way to the warning track. One run is in. 2 runs are in. And it is deja vu all over again. Except this time, instead of a 2-RBI single, it's a 2-RBI double. And Marshall now leads Georgia State 5-2. 4 RBIs so far on the afternoon for Jackson Halter. For whatever reason, Michael McGinnis was playing much further in out in left field, and that ball was hit hard enough. It went right over his head all the way to the wall, allowing 2 runs to score. Here's Mike Adnu, who's 0 for 1 today. Currently hitting .261 on the year. Nice pitch by White as he drops it right in for strike one. Cam Harthen's been hit by a pitch twice, and he has scored both times. 5 runs on 5 hits now for the Thundering Herd. The 0-1 pitch. That's going to be chopped foul third base side. So far, 3 runs on 3 hits for the Herd here in the third. White's 0-2 pitch. Fouled off on the first base side. Mike Anu with 4 triples on the season. That ranks him 4th in the Sun Belt Conference in that statistical category. The 0-2 delivery again, and this one here is ripped foul. That'll land down towards the Georgia State bullpen. He got every bit of that baseball. One on, 2 outs here for the Herd in the third. White again with the 0-2 pitch. And that's slapped foul, third base side. Marshall holding on to a 3-run lead here in the third, 5-2. The 0-2 again, and that one hit foul in the air right down the right field line. Beverly would make a diving attempt at that. The count still 0 balls and 2 strikes here to Mike Anu. Again, in the Friday night series opener, he was 1 for 6, but scored 3 runs, drove in 2, and all we'll remember about it is the solo home run in the 10th that proved to be the game winner. Marshall winning it 15-14 on Friday night in game 1. The 0-2 again. Popped foul behind us here in the press box. Good battle. Caleb White, Micah New here in the third with two outs and one on. Again, the 0-2 pitch. Didn't get him to chase a breaking ball low and outside. And it's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch again to New. Fouls this one off to the back screen. Micah New digs in, awaits the 1-2 from Caleb White. 6-8 right-hander out of the stretch. And there's the called third strike. And Micah New is down on strikes for the second time in the ballgame. Struck out swinging in the second. Marshall, though, pushes three runs across on three hits, highlighted by the Vogelsong solo home run and the two RBI double by Jackson Halter. And Marshall will take a 5-2 lead as we head to the bottom of the third here at the GSU Baseball Complex. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN.
This is Georgia State head coach Brad Stromdahl. You're listening to 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Series history for the Panthers and the Thundering Herd. This is the ninth meeting all time between Georgia State and Marshall. Georgia State leading the series 5-3. The Herd won the series in Huntington last year, 2-1. And Georgia State, going into the Friday night opener, was undefeated in Atlanta. No more. Marshall again won it 15-14. So Georgia State now 4-1 over Marshall in games played here in Atlanta in a series that dates back to 2017. For the Panthers here in the third, their 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Will McGinnis, Michael McGinnis, Cooper Milford due up. 0-for-1 today with a flyout. He's hitting .265. That was a little more than a fly ball out to left. It was really more of a line drive. It was a hard hit ball. As Wills McGinnis takes a strike on the first pitch. He's been an impact freshman for Brad Stromdahl since coming in from Noonan. Go back to March, early March. He was the Sun Belt Conference Offensive Player of the Week. Down on the count here, no balls and two strikes. Got 6 home runs on the year to go with 35 RBIs. And lines this one right back up the middle. Hit number 52 on the year for Wills McGinnis. And the Panthers with a leadoff single here to start their half of the third.
Your left fielder, Michael McGinnis.
Michael McGinnis will step in, the Panthers starting left fielder. He hit into a 3 unassisted back in the first. currently hitting .318. He's hit 9 out of the ballpark, has driven in 44 this year. And a fastball letter high on the jersey and inside. The wind has really picked up here at the ballpark at Panthersville. I hope that's not going to bring rain clouds with it. The 1-0 delivery from Miller. Low and outside. 2-0 the count. McGinnis digs in. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Make it 3 balls, no strikes. Fastball strike right down the middle. Runs it to 3-1. Belt high inside, ball 4. So Michael McGinnis will make his way down to first. The McGinnis brothers aboard for the Panthers. Wills makes his way down to second. So far for Cooper Milford, struck out back in the first, swinging, and that's been his only plate appearance action so far here in game 2. First pitch on the way from Miller with showing bunt. Pitch sails low and outside, taken for ball 1. Marshall so far has stranded 6 base runners. Georgia State has stranded 4. Showing bunt this time, fouled third base side. And that'll even the count up at a ball and a strike. 65 pitches thrown so far by Griffin Miller. Miller's 1-1 delivery. Again, Milford showing bunt. That one right over his helmet. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 out of the stretch, showing bunt again, and bunted this one foul third base side. It's now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Milford digs in. Right now, not showing bunt. The 2-2 pitch swung at, missed. He's down on strikes. So the first out here for the Panthers in the bottom of the third is a strikeout of Cooper Milford. Carter Bailey on his way to home plate. He walked, scored a run in the second. Scored the tying run to tie the game at 2. Currently hitting .253 on the year. Milford's first pitch drops it in there for a strike. Thank you. Low and outside, count even. Again, one out, two on. The McGinnis brothers aboard. Wills is down at second. Michael is over at first. Miller's 1-1 pitch. Check swing. It was a strike anyway. And he's down on the count here, 1-2. That was a really nice pitch. Inside out, right into the zone. John Beverly has moved into the on-deck circle. The 1-2 delivery swung at, missed. Bailey down on strikes. So after giving up the single and then the walk to Wills McGinnis and Michael McGinnis, back-to-back strikeouts here for Griffin Miller as he gets Milford and Bailey back-to-back. Five strikeouts on the afternoon so far for Miller. That gives him 59 strikeouts on the season. Stepping in now is John Beverly, the Georgia State right fielder. Same pitch that he started Bailey out on. Inside out, breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Beverly struck out. Here's a turn and throw down to second to chase Wills McGinnis back. Beverly currently hitting 195 on the year. Miller's 0-1 delivery. Swung at, missed. Beverly down on the count here. No balls and two strikes. Miller's next strikeout will be his 60th of the season. Right now a strike away. The 0-2 delivery, and that's going to be hit on the ground. It's going to be to short. It went right underneath the glove of the shortstop, Mike Anew. Coming around is Will McGinnis to score from second. Michael McGinnis will hold up at third. That'll go as an E6. Right by the umpire and right underneath the glove of Mike Anew. They have not scored an error as of yet, but Georgia State has now pulled it within two runs. So McGinnis scores to make it a 5-3 ball game. Big cut there by Garagazzo. Singled in his previous plate appearance today. That was last inning. He ripped a single. Well, they gave Beverly a single on that. Here's a stolen base as Beverly will head down to second. If they're going to give him a single, then Beverly will pick up his 17th RBI of the season. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third now for Georgia State. The 0-2 pitch dropped right in there. Garagazzo caught looking. That is strikeout number 60 on the season for Griffin Miller, his sixth strikeout of the ball game. Came in with 54. That one gives them 60. For the Panthers, they score one run on one hit. They're going to leave two base runners. And as we finally head to the fourth inning here in Atlanta, Marshall, a two-run lead over Georgia State, 5-3. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville. That was a run on two hits since they gave Beverly a hit on that play that went underneath Micah New's glove. So Georgia State gets one run back. They trail now 5-3 as we head to the top of the fourth here in Atlanta. Third season for head coach Greg Beals in Huntington, West Virginia. He's got an overall record of 647, 588, and 1. Three NCAA tournament berths, two Big Ten championships. Previously the head coach at Ohio State, was there in Columbus for 12 seasons. Also formerly the head coach at Akron with the Zips. But again, third season in Huntington, leading this Marshall program as they try to secure a spot here in the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Tournament coming up in a couple weeks in Montgomery, Alabama. Right now they are in. Georgia State on the outside looking in. Leading things off here, A.J. Havrilla. He's 0 for 2 today, currently hitting .286 on the year. The 2-0 pitch from Caleb White, hit in the air. Right center, shading over, making the catch out there is Cooper Milford. Hard hit ball. Wind playing with it a little bit, the higher up it went. And there's one out here in the fourth. Eddie Leon, the third baseman, stepping in. And a first pitch there, Caleb White. A lot of movement on that ball. Ends up low and outside. Leon currently hitting .280 on the season. .10 pitch lined out to left. McGinnis doesn't have to move far. Two or three steps in, makes the catch. And Leon retired for the second out. Ethan Murdoch 0 for 1. Walked in the first, struck out looking in the third. And currently hitting .255 on the year. He's got 9 home runs. He's driven in 34 on the season. Hit that 9th home run Friday night in Marshall's win in the series opener. Inside, a little high for ball one on the first pitch from White. Right-hander into the wind. And puts that one right into the middle of the strike zone. Count even. White tried to throw the same pitch. Broke a little early and low. It's 2 balls and a strike. Nice contingent of Marshall fans in the ballpark this weekend. 2-1 pitch, a straight-on strike. I'm guessing some that have followed the ball club from Huntington or somewhere in West Virginia, and then others that are local Atlanta alumni from Marshall. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's a called third strike right there. Just blew it right by him. Murdoch down on strikes, looking for the second consecutive plate appearance. And Marshall goes in order here in the top of the fourth. Nothing going for Havrilla, Leon, or Murdoch. And it's a 5-3 Marshall lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Marshall, a 5-3 lead over Georgia State. Time now for Sunbelt Conference news and notes. Again, three Sunbelt teams currently ranked in the Division I Top 25 poll. 8th-ranked Coastal Carolina, 14th-ranked Troy, 21st-ranked Southern Miss. Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina hitting a stride here. Coastal Carolina won their 40th game of the season on Friday night, beating Louisiana Monroe. Southern Miss and Coastal have each won 10 straight. As we head down the stretch here in the Sun Belt Conference, Georgia State has lost 9 straight, as well as Appalachian State, currently on a 9-game losing skid. By the way, Georgia State will be in Boone next weekend for a 3-game series Thursday, Friday, Saturday against the Mountaineers. Top of the order here in the fourth for Georgia State. Caleb Freeman will lead things off. Was hit by a pitch in the first. He walked in the second. First pitch from Miller. Inside for ball one. Freeman currently hitting .348. He's got 15 home runs on the season now. He's driven in 44. On 68 hits. Ball and a strike here to the Panthers leadoff hitter. He'll be followed by Donahoe and Hynek here in the fourth. One hit on the ground towards second. They had a little bit of a shift on the throw there from Kamer to Havrilla. And Freeman retired here with one down in the fourth.
Your first baseman, Jesse Donahoe.
So far today for Jesse Donahoe, walked in the first, hit into a 4-6 fielder's choice in the second. Remember, the play on him running to first was under review. They ended up ruling in his favor. He was ultimately safe aboard at first. And looks at ball one on the outside on the first pitch from Miller. 13th start of the season for the sophomore out of Madison, West Virginia. He's now struck out 60 batters on the season. 6 strikeouts already here in this ball game. Two balls, no strikes the count. The right-hander out of the stretch, the 2-0 delivery. Drops it in there for strike one. The 2-1 pitch to Donahoe puts this one in the air foul territory. Hurd will give chase, won't get there in time. Leone and Vogelsong. Nice effort, but it was a little too far in foul territory for them to reach it. And Donahoe will live to see another pitch. 2-ball, 2-strike count.
No,
2-2 pitch to Donahoe. High and outside, count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch to Donahoe now from Miller. Missed on the lower outside corner. A one-out walk. And for Miller, that is the third base on, make that the fourth base on balls that he's issued so far this afternoon. Six strikeouts, four walks by the Marshall starter. Colin Hynek, who leads the Sun Belt in home runs with 18. Currently hitting .230, stepping in. Swing and a miss. He struck out looking his previous plate appearance, and prior to that, back in the first, he was hit by a pitch. Miller's 0-1, same deliveries, big swing and a miss. And Colin behind in the count here, no balls and two strikes. Miller's 0-2 pitch. Fouled off over on the first base side. Hynek down on the count here. No balls, two strikes. Pops this one up right over behind second base, over towards first. Actually, the wind carries that ball. It's caught by Havrilla. When it first came off the bat, it looked more like it was headed behind second. The wind blowing in from left field blew that one more towards Havrilla. Hynek retired on a pop out. And it brings up Wills McGinnis. He's 1-for-2 today, single and a run scored. He's currently hitting .269 on the year. Singled and scored that run in the third. Woo! Looks at a strike from Miller on the first pitch. Two down. Donahoe aboard at first base. The 0-1, that's a strike. The upper outside corner of the strike zone on that pitch. A little bit of chatter from the crowd on that one. And Wills McGinnis down 0-2. Fights that pitch off on the over to the back screen over there by the Marshall dugout. We'll try the 0-2 again. Miller to Wills McGinnis. Swung at, missed. He's down on strikes. And that'll close Georgia State out here in the bottom half of the fourth. Seventh strikeout for Griffin Miller. He's now struck out 61 on the season. And Marshall holding on to a 5-3 lead as we head to the top of inning number 5 here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Back with more after this. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN+.
How about this? Some actual good news on the healthcare front, even as costs just keep skyrocketing. So if you're 65 or older, MediShare now offers MediShare 65+. Call them. You can talk to them about this. A lot of people are taking advantage of this now because even if you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are out-of-pocket things, deductibles and co-pays that just keep going up. And the whole point is to help you by giving you a low, consistent monthly payment that fills in the gaps. In fact, I can tell you how much MediShare 65 Plus is. For example, it's $99 a month up to age 75. It keeps costs under control. That helps with peace of mind. MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around for 30 years, and it's a community of people who help each other. Business owners, retirees, pastors, teachers. People love being part of it. Here's the number you can call now. They are easy to talk to. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, currently 59 degrees. Marshall, a two-run lead over Georgia State, 5-3 as we start the top of inning number five. And due up for the herd here in the fifth, it'll be Elijah Vogelsong, Nolan Wilson, and Cam Harthen. Caleb White, who pitched a fantastic fourth inning, back to pitch the fifth here for Georgia State. Marshall, five runs on five hits, no errors. Georgia State, three runs on three hits, no errors.
Left fielder, Elijah Vogelsong.
So the last time we saw Vogelsong, after he struck out looking in the first, he really answered that plate appearance with a solo home run in the third. Vogelsong, a senior, Midford, Ohio. Currently hitting .238 on the year. So far for Caleb White, inning in two-thirds. He's given up one hit, hasn't walked anybody, has got two strikeouts. Drops another strike in there, and that'll even the count at a ball and a strike. Vogelsong confirms it with the home plate umpire. A 1-1 pitch hit in the air towards Michael McGinnis out in left. He's shading back, makes the catch. One down here as Vogelsong retired. And we'll bring up Nolan Wilson. Wilson has reached twice in two plate appearances and has scored two runs. Walked and scored a run in the second, singled and scored a run in the third. Currently hitting .222 on the year. Hits this one sharp, and it jumps up and ricochets off of McGinnis's glove. Hit number six for Marshall here in the ball game. Second hit of the game for Nolan Wilson.
Center fielder.
Wilson with two hits now, hits 32 and 33. Stepping in now is Cam Harthen. He's been hit by a pitch twice in the second and third inning and has scored both times. The 0-1 delivery popped him up over behind home plate towards the left, and it will drop right behind Colin Hynek. Again, the wind swirling. Had a little trouble keeping that one in front of him, and it ends up dropping behind him. Nonetheless, it's a no-ball, two-strike count. The 0-2 from White. High and outside, 1-2 the count. This one low and outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Harthen, a junior out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. Swing and a miss on the 2-2. He's down on strikes. Second out here for the Thundering Herd in the fifth. Tyler Kamerer will step in. Singled in the second, grounded out to second in the third. And currently hitting .246 on the year. He's driven in 25 runs this season. Fastball high and inside backs him out of the box. Here's the 1-0 delivery. That's a fastball strike. It hits the outside corner. Count even. One pitch. That's lined just out of the reach of McGinnis at third. Holding up at second will be Nolan Wilson. And with two down, Marshall with runners at first and second. Sixth hit of the ball game for Marshall. Second hit of the game for Kamerer. And he's now got 45 hits on the year. Thundering Herd threatening here with two on and two out in the fifth. Top of the order again now for the Herd, Jackson Halter. After striking out the first, he's driven in four runs already today, and he's going to drive in more. He's going to line this one out to right field. They're going to go ahead and wave Wilson. Throw back in, bounces up over Colin Hynek. Wilson comes in and scores. Another RBI for Jackson Halter. An RBI double. Wilson scores his third run of the game today. So five RBIs on the day for Jackson Halter. His third hit. He's got 52 hits on the season. And now 22 runs batted in. With, again, five more so far today. Marshall leading Georgia State 6-3. Here in the fifth. Micah New takes ball one on the first pitch there from Caleb White. What a pitch, a lunging swing. Evens the count of the ball and a strike. One pitch. Runner will steal second. Hynek does not make a throw down. More concerned with the runner over at third base. And Kamerer. So Halter now down at second. Caleb White so far 2 2/3. He's given up three hits, one run. Hasn't walked anybody, has struck out three. Count even right now, two balls, two strikes here to Micah New, the shortstop.
Come on, Micah.
The 2-2 delivery. And this one here, hit out to left field. Michael McGinnis will chase it, and it's going to bounce off the top of the wall. It'll hit the light post and come back in, but that's a home run. .104 miles off the bat of Micah New. Hit the game-winning home run on Friday night, and that's his ninth home run of the season. And Marshall now leads Georgia State 9-3. Three-run shot. And that is another home run for Marshall. Boy, they like hitting here at the ballpark at Panthersville. 46th home run hit by the ball club this year. Here's another one out to left field off the bat of A.J. Havrilla. Chasing McGinnis back to the warning track. Makes the catch for out number three. Marshall scores four, anchored by a three-run home run off the bat of Micah New. And the Thundering Herd now lead Georgia State 9-3 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here in Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Sunbelt Conference College Baseball scoreboard, three finals in already. Game one of a doubleheader. South Alabama beats Appalachian State down in Mobile 12-1. That second game will get underway shortly. Also a final, Georgia Southern and Texas State. Bobcats will get out of Statesboro with a win. They beat the Eagles earlier today 4-1. Also a final, 8th-ranked Coastal Carolina. 41 wins on the season. They beat Louisiana Monroe 4-0. Coming up a little later, Troy at Arkansas State, Louisiana at Southern Miss, and Old Dominion at James Madison. Right here in Atlanta, after a three-run home run off the bat of Micah New, his second home run of the series, Marshall puts four up on the board here in the fifth inning, and they lead Georgia State by 6 runs, 9-3. And I'll tell you what, that fly ball out to left field off the bat of Havrilla had me fooled. I thought that one might be out of the ballpark as well. Griffin Miller will face Michael McGinnis to start things here for Georgia State. They pop him up right here in the infield. Havrilla in foul territory. Underneath it, makes the catch. Again, a little tougher with the way the wind is blowing here at Panthersville this afternoon. McGinnis retired on one pitch.
Pitch hitting for your Panthers from Brooks, Georgia. He's number 49, Austin Killingsworth.
Pinch hitter, Austin Killingsworth, hitting for Cooper Milford. Freshman out of Brooks, Georgia, hitting 125 with an RBI. We saw him in a pinch hitting role on Friday night. Awaiting the first pitch from Griffin Miller. And that one plunked him on the left leg. Never got a chance to swing the bat. Killingsworth aboard down at first. That'll make way for Carter Bailey. Numbers on Miller to this point, 4 1/3. He's allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, all 3 of them earned. He's walked 5, and he's got 7 strikeouts. First pitch on the way to Bailey. Drops that one in there for a strike. Carter currently hitting 252. So far today, has walked and scored a run and struck out. One out, one on here for Georgia State in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-1 missed outside, count even. So far for Miller again, 4 1/3. The number that jumps out there are the 7 strikeouts. Check swing, it's a strike. And Bailey now down on the count here, 1-2. Right at 100 pitches here for Griffin Miller. Here's 101. It's a 1-2 pitch. Missed inside. Two balls, two strikes. Bailey digs in. Here's the pitch from Miller. Sails low and outside. John Beverly in the on-deck circle now for the Panthers. At 102 pitches in cool weather, we'll see how long Greg Beals wants to stay with Miller, especially now they've got a 6-run lead. Here's the payoff pitch. Lost him. Last two pitches low and outside. A one-out walk in Georgia State now. Runners at first and second.
Your right fielder, John Beverly.
So John Beverly will step in. Struck out in the second. They ended up giving him a single in the third. He's currently up to 205. 1-for-2 today. Showing bunt, tries to push this one on the first base side to advance the runners. Instead, bunts it foul. Down on the count here, no balls and a strike. Garagaza will hit next for Georgia State. The 0-1 pitch, high and inside, count even. One pitch way outside, two balls and a strike. Kind of a similar situation right now that we were in last night at this time. Panthers got down 9-2, made it a 9-3 ball game on a solo home run from Caleb Freeman. And Beverly puts this one in the air, shallow left. Vogelsong will run in, make the catch for the second out. So Beverly retired. And the second baseman, Nick Garagaza, he's got one hit. He's 1-for-2 today, singled in the second, struck out looking in the third. Trying to keep the bottom of the fifth alive here for the Panthers. Strike on the first pitch there from Miller. The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground towards short. Scooped up the underhand to Kamer coming over to cover the bag at second on the underhand toss from Micah New. They get the force. 6-4 on the force, and that'll do it for Georgia State here in the fifth inning. Panthers, no runs, no hits. They leave one. And as we head now to the sixth inning here in Atlanta, Marshall holding on to a 6-run lead, 9-3 over Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory
FM. Back here at the ballpark in Panthersville. Currently six former Georgia State players playing professional baseball, one of them in the major leagues, and that's the right-handed pitcher Hunter Gaddis with the Cleveland Guardians. David Buchanan, who was in the major leagues with the Philadelphia Phillies and then out of the major leagues, now with the AAA Round Rock Express. That's the Texas Rangers AAA team in the Pacific Coast League. Ryan Watson, a recent Panther, he's a right-handed pitcher with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. That's a double-A team affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays in the Eastern League. Another left-handed pitcher, Seth Clark, the Hub City Spartanburgers. That's a high single-A team in the Texas Rangers system, and they are in the South Atlantic League. JoJo Jackson, who played here last year, drafted by the Yankees. He's with the Tampa Tarpons, a Yankees single-A team in the Florida State League, and left-handed pitcher Aiden McAvoy with the Joliet Slammers in the Independent Frontier League. Always fun to follow the former Georgia State players who leave Georgia State and go on to play at the next level. A couple of changes. Austin Killingsworth stays in the ballgame and has taken over for John Beverly out in right field. And Beverly has moved from right over to center, replacing Cooper Milford. Ryan Lamar, a senior out of Douglasville, Georgia, 6'1", 206, takes over on the hill for Caleb White. The numbers on Lamar so far this year, 11 appearances all in relief, no wins, two losses, ERA 4.50, 12 innings thrown, six hits allowed, nine runs, six of those earned. He's walked 13, struck out 16. Strike on the first pitch. And ball one on pitch number two. Eddie Leone leading things off. The 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for the Thundering Herd here in the sixth. Swing and a miss on the 1-1. And Lamar ahead in the count here. A ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch. Lamar out of the stretch. Fastball hits the dirt right in front of Colin Hynek. Count even here, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall, a 6-run lead here in the sixth. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Ryan Lamar. Get out of the way. That one high and inside. Backs him to the edge of the box. It's 3-2. Full count. Leone to be followed by Ethan Murdoch and Elijah Vogelsong. Payoff pitch. Swung at, missed. He struck him out. Ball comes out of the glove. And Hynek will make the throw down to Donahoe at first. So Ryan Lamar picks up a strikeout. That's his 17th strikeout of the season.
Designated hitter, Ethan Murdoch.
The DH, Ethan Murdoch, will step in. He has struck out twice today. He walked in the first, struck out looking in the third, again looking in the fourth. Currently hitting 253 on the year. Takes a strike on the first pitch from Lamar. The 0-1 delivery. Low. And the count even at a ball and a strike. 1-1 to Murdoch, high and inside, two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch missed inside, runs it to 3-1. Get out of the way. That one ripped foul, third base side. Full count here, 3-2 to Murdoch. Murdoch with 43 hits on the season. Payoff pitch from Lamar. Popped foul behind us here in the press box. Murdoch had three hits in the Friday night opener. Looking for his first hit here in the second game of the series. 3-2 delivery. And there it is. It's going to drop right behind shortstop Carter Bailey. Very shallow left center. First hit of the afternoon for Murdoch as he singles to left center.
Left fielder Elijah Vogelsong.
Ninth hit of the game for Marshall here in the second game. It'll bring up Elijah Vogelsong. Vogelsong 1-for-3 today, had a solo home run back in the third. Looks at ball one on the first pitch from Ryan Lamar. Swing and a miss. Count even.
This is Georgia State head coach Brad Stromdahl. You're listening to 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville.
1-1 pitch on the way to Vogelsong. Lamar turns, delivers that one in the dirt. Murdoch will head on down to second base. One ball, one strike. Vogelsong steps in. Here's the pitch from Lamar. Dropped in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Two-two pitch. Just missed on the outside corner. A little high. Full count here to the Hurd left fielder. Payoff pitch. Lost him in the dirt, and the runner, Murdoch, will motor on over to third. So now runners at the corners for Marshall with one out here in the sixth. So far for Ryan Lamar, he struck out Leon, gave up a single to Murdoch, who's now at third, and just walked Elijah Vogelsong. Stepping in now, Nolan Wilson. He's had a pretty good day. Walked and scored a run in the second, singled and scored a run in the third, singled and scored a run in the fifth. Actually got two hits on the afternoon. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. currently hitting 221 on the year. The 0-1 pitch from Lamar. Runner goes, Vogelsong steals second. It's a Marshall ball club that likes to run. And now they've got two in scoring position with a 1-1 count here on Nolan Wilson. Murdoch at third, Vogelsong down at second. A 1-1 to Wilson. Letter high inside. Ball two. Swung at, miss. Nice pitch there from Ryan Lamar. Looked off speed. It's 2-2. The 2-2 delivery, and that's ripped just out of the reach of McGinnis at third. One run is in. They're going to go ahead and wave Vogelsong in. Murdoch and Vogelsong scored and now make it 11-3. Nolan Wilson has had a great game, too. A 2-RBI single. And by my scorebook, that's his third hit of the ball game. Three for three today with a walk. Murdoch scored. Base on balls to Elijah Vogelsong scored. Here's Cam Harthen. 11 runs on 10 hits now for the Thundering Herd. First pitch from Lamar. Straight on but low. Taken for ball one. Harthen hitting 260. Scored two runs today. And has struck out. He was hit by a pitch twice and both times came around to score. A 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses high. 2-0. Lamar, the third pitcher used by Brad Stromdahl. Jake Himbrey got the start today, followed by Caleb White, and now Lamar. It's a two-ball, no-strike count here on the center fielder out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. And now time called as Brad Stromdahl makes the slow walk out of the Georgia State dugout. A quick glance down to the bullpen, but I have not seen anybody getting loosened up there since Ryan Lamar. Now that may change. Looks like maybe they're getting somebody up as we speak. Eight-run lead for Marshall, and they are going to go ahead and make a pitching change. That'll be it for Ryan Lamar. Lamar comes in and pitches a third of an inning here in the sixth. And we'll tell you about the new Georgia State pitcher on the other side of this timeout from Atlanta. Marshall in game two, leading Georgia State 11-3. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Pitching change for Georgia State. Fourth pitcher of the afternoon is going to be number one, Brooks Gorman. 6'1 graduate student. He's a right-hander from Macon, Georgia. Transferred from Georgia Southern. His numbers so far this year in 11 appearances, including one start. He's got a record of one win, no losses, an ERA of 17.80. And that's in 14 and two-thirds innings. Allowed 34 hits, 35 runs, 29 of those earned. He's walked 14 and has struck out 13. Opposing batters hitting .430 against him. And Brooks Gorman will get a few warm-up tosses here with Colin Hynek before play resumes. Quick reminder, Game 3 of this series on Sunday afternoon, originally scheduled for 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That is now a 12 noon Eastern time first pitch. And that is, of course, barring any interruption from the weather, which we had today. Today's game was supposed to start at 12 noon Eastern time. We got underway at about 1:25, 1:30. And so they will play the series finale again on Sunday. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN+. Cam Harthen will be the first batter that Brooks Gorman will face. Again, Harthen hit by a pitch twice, scored both times. He struck out his last time up in the fifth. And the first pitch, fastball straight on but low from Gorman. That runs the count to 3-0. The at-bat for Harthen continues. And that's going to be 4. So Harthen draws the walk, and Tyler Kamerer will step in.
Second baseman Tyler Kamerer.
Two hits on the afternoon for Kamerer. Second inning single, and a fifth inning single in which he scored. So runners now with one out at first and second. And now the bases are going to be loaded as Gorman hits Kamerer in the left shoulder. A correction, now that's Tyler Kamerer. No, I was right. Public address announcer had it wrong. That's Jackson Halter. He's had a good day today. 3-for-4, a double, 2 singles. He's driven in 5 runs and hitting .272. And lines this one right back to Gorman. The glove knocks it down, makes the throw to home to get the force for the second out. Nice play defensively there by the Georgia State pitcher, Brooks Gorman. One to two on the putout. Bases are still loaded now. With 2 outs here in the inning. Mike Anew looks at a first pitch fastball that comes in low. Sneaks under the glove of Colin Hynek. The runners, no chance for anybody to move Again, bases loaded. Harthen at third. Kamer at second. Halter down at first. The 1-0 from Gorman. Lower outside corner. Catches the strike zone. Just enough of it to even the count at a ball and a strike. One pitch. Breaking ball, tried to drop it right in there. Dropped a little early. It's 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Low and outside. Three balls and a strike. 8-run lead for Marshall here in the sixth. Sunbelt rule, if you're up by 10 after 7, they call the game. 3-1 delivery. Woo! And that's ball four. Woo! And Harthen will come in and score from third. And it's now 12-3.
Go AJ!
First baseman, AJ
Happer.
Second baseman, Jordan
Three-run inning so far here for the Herd.
For Marshall is number 22, Jack Smith.
First pitch on the way from Gorman. A.J. Havrilla so far today. Hitting out of the number three spot, has struck out twice, has flown out to center field and flown out to left. The 1-0 from Gorman. Breaks inside and high, ball two. So now Kamer at third, Halter at second, New down at first. Two balls, no strikes the count. Turns and delivers. Fastball misses low, 3-0. Pitch, low and outside, ball four. That'll bring in another run. So coming in to score now is Kamer, who was hit by a pitch. I think Brad Strumdahl has seen enough from Brooks Gorman. And he has called time, makes the slow walk out of the dugout. Just looking for somebody to come in and throw strikes. And so, as we said hello to Brooks Gorman, we quickly say good afternoon. He pitches a third of an inning. Walks three and gives up a couple of runs. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back and tell you who the new Georgia State pitcher is on the other side of this break. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor. Or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Brad Stromdahl, another Panther call to the bullpen. As the Panthers now trail it 13-3, replacing Brooks Gorman is number 17, Carlos Carmona, a junior from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. The numbers on Carmona so far this year in 10 appearances, all in relief, no wins, no losses, ERA 3.37. He's pitched 10 and two-thirds innings, allowing four hits, four runs, all four of those earned. He's walked nine, struck out eight. So he will try to close out the thundering herd here in the sixth inning. They've already pushed four runs across. Panther pitching has issued one, two, three, four walks, one-hit batsman, and they've given up two singles. So far here in the sixth, that's what Marshall has done offensively. So second plate appearance right now for Eddie Leon. With two outs here in the inning, facing Carlos Carmona. Time called by the home plate umpire. And again, I believe it's a communications issue in the ball cap of Carmona. So Colin Hynek and the home plate umpire out there to look into the situation. So assistant coach Michael Leader will bring out a new device. Take the old device from Colin Hynek, and hopefully play can resume here shortly. Eddie Leon so far today 0 for 3, struck out earlier this inning. Prior to that, lined out to left, grounded out to third. He's reached base once. That was a first inning walk. First pitch on the way to Leon. Fastball strike from Carmona. Between Himbry, White, Lamar, and Gorman, the Panthers have issued eight base on balls so far in this ball game. The pitch from Carmona. Another strike. Looked good on these first two pitches. And Leon down on the count here. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Just missed on the outside corner with a fastball. It's 1-2. 15 runs for Marshall in game one. 13 runs so far here in game two. Carmona's 1-2 delivery. Drops it in there. Boy, thought he had it right on the edge of the strike zone. Instead, the count is two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs here in the sixth. Swung at, missed. Struck him out, so Carlos Carmona comes in and throws strikes. And interestingly enough, Eddie Leon struck out twice in the inning. So for Marshall, they score four runs, and they do it on one, two hits. The walks really hurting Georgia State, as well as the hit batsman. Add four, and Marshall now leads Georgia State 13-3. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Dave Cohen back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, downtown Atlanta, on a cloudy, rainy Saturday afternoon. Marshall, a 10-run lead over Georgia State here at the ballpark at Panthersville, 13-3. Jack Smith is now your new shortstop for the Thundering Herd. And the new pitcher on the hill is Phoenix DiGiacomo, 6'5 senior, Spotsylvania, Virginia, transferred in from Presbyterian College. The numbers so far on Giacomo: ERA of 8, a record of 1-4 in 15 appearances, including 6 starts, 36 innings. He's allowed 44 hits, 34 runs, 32 of those earned. He's walked 17, struck out 17. First pitch, Caleb Freeman hit high and fouled down the right field line. Again, Jack Smith, the sophomore from Cincinnati, Ohio, the new shortstop, replacing Micah New. No balls and a strike here to Caleb Freeman. Pitch outside, 1-1. Broke the record for walks in the season. 54, earned that record last night. Takes a strike on a pitch on the inside corner there from Phoenix DiGiacomo. Popped into foul territory, third base side. Eddie Leone underneath it, right close to the line, but in foul territory, makes the catch. Caleb Freeman retired. One down here in the Georgia State half of the sixth. And Jesse Donahoe making his way to home plate. Donahoe so far today hitting out of the number two spot, has walked, hit into a fielder's choice, walked again in the fourth. Takes a strike on the first pitch from Phoenix DiGiacomo. Right-hander Wines delivers. Pitch low and inside. One pitch. Just missed inside. 2-2. Pretty good afternoon for Griffin Miller. 7 strikeouts, 4 walks. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits. In line to pick up the win. Here's the 3-1. And that's going to be 4. Patient at bat for Jesse Donahoe. Panthers catcher Colin Hynek has reached once today. That's because he was hit by a pitch back in the first. Since then, he's struck out looking and popped out to the first baseman in foul territory. First pitch to Giacomo, fastball straight on but low, taken for 1. 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Georgia State. 13 runs, 10 hits, no errors. To this point through 6 for Marshall. The 1-0 pitch fouled off to the backstop. It's 1-1. 1-1 to Hynek. Swung at, missed. Bottom fell out. It's 1-2. Straight on fastball strike. Second time this afternoon, and the Hynek's been caught looking. Down on strikes. And there's two down here in the bottom of the sixth. One on for Wills McGinnis. Wills so far today with one hit. Hit the ball hard in the first, but lined out to left field. Came back, singled, and scored a run in the third. He struck out swinging in the fourth. Hits this one high in the air, foul territory, down the first baseline. That ball will land in the Marshall bullpen. McGinnis hitting 268 on the season. The 0-1 delivery. How about no balls and two strikes? Nice pitch there by DiGiacomo. And he's ahead in the count. The 0-2 pitch swung at, missed. DiGiacomo strikes out. Hynek looking. Wills McGinnis swinging, and the Panthers go down here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, one left. Headed to the seventh here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Marshall, a 10-run lead, 13-3. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, we head to the seventh. Marshall a 13-3 lead over Georgia State here in game two. Griffin Miller, five innings. Three hits, three runs, seven strikeouts, walking six. Nolan Wilson with two hits, and Jackson Halter with a double, two singles, five runs driven in, hitting out of the number one spot in the order. John Beverly with a hit, Wills McGinnis with a hit, and Jesse Donahoe with three walks this afternoon has driven in one run, but it's been all Marshall. And right now what Georgia State has to be careful of is not getting beyond the seventh inning because the Sun Belt run rule is 10 runs after seven. There's a little chopper, and Carmona will field it, underhand it, and throw Murdoch out over at first. Five, six, and seven hitters. 1-3 on the putout. So one down here. Elijah Vogelsong will step in.
Left fielder.
And the new catcher for Georgia State is Cole Griffith, senior out of Sarasota, Florida. First pitch to Vogelsong, low and inside, taken for ball one. Marshall has left nine on base. Georgia State has stranded 10 base runners through six. Carmona high and outside, 2-0 the count. Right-hander into the wind, the 2-0 delivery. And that's hit on the ground right to second. And, boy, it jumps up on Garagazzo. Played it off the chest. And that'll go as a hit. Hard hit ball there by Vogelsong. That's his second hit of the ball game. He had that solo home run back in the third. That'll go as a single. Actually, I think they ruled that an error. E4, third error of the ball game for Georgia State. Stepping in now is Nolan Wilson. He's had a good day today. Three consecutive singles. He's managed to reach base all four times and score all four times, including a walk back in the second. So Wilson has scored four of Marshall's 13 runs so far today. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Carmona. Pop foul behind us here in the press box. Count even at a ball and a strike. Well, I said we may be playing in a weather window, and it looks like the rain has just begun to fall here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Top of the seventh here in Atlanta. One ball, one strike. Carmona turns, delivers, drops it in there. Beautiful pitch there by Carmona. He's ahead in the count here, 1-2. One-two delivery, swung at, just foul, tipped it to the back screen. One ball, two strikes. And Wilson hits this one back up the middle. And the throw by Garagazzo to first is in time. Not sure if they were thinking potential double play. It wasn't there. But nice play there by the second baseman, Garagazzo. Field that ball, throw off his back foot, in time to first.
Center fielder, Dan Harbin.
4-3 on the putout. Two down here in the seventh. Rings up Cam Harthen. That's going to be a chopper, and it will bounce foul third base side. So right now for Marshall, Vogelsong, the runner down at second with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. No balls and a strike to Harthen. Carmona turns and fires, swung at, missed. Overpowered him with a straight-on fastball ahead in the count here, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards first. Harthen actually fell down. Otherwise, that would have been a three unassisted with ease. I'm going to rule it was foul tipped. And so Harthen will see another pitch here. Still down to the count, no balls and two strikes. So the 0-2 on the way from Carlos Carmona. Drops it in there. It's going to be back up the middle. Scooped up there by Carter Bailey. 6-3 on the put out. Harthen retired, and that'll close Marshall out here in the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit. There was one error, and they leave one as we head to the bottom of the seventh. 13-3, Marshall leading Georgia State with the rain falling here at Panthersville. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, middle of the pack Sun Belt standings, 5 through 11. Interesting. We've talked a lot about the top of the Sun Belt Conference with the three ranked teams as well as Louisiana, but some good races between Old Dominion, Georgia Southern, Texas State, and then Appalachian State, Marshall, and Arkansas State trying to keep pace. Georgia State trying to jump back into the top 10. But right now in danger of losing the series, down 13-3 to Marshall here in Game 2. Michael McGinnis leading things off for Georgia State. He'll be followed by Austin Killingsworth and Carter Bailey, barring any pinch hitters. McGinnis down in the count here, no balls and two strikes. Currently hitting .317. And lines this one just foul down the third base side. McGinnis has reached base in the third on a walk. He's also grounded into a three unassisted and has popped out to first base. Down on the count here, 0-2, DiGiacomo. Fastball misses high and outside. It's 1-2. Right-hander Wines delivers. This one hit in the air, center field. Getting underneath it, making the catch for Marshall is Harthen. One down for the Panthers here in the seventh. Coming up for Marshall, they'll close out this series against Georgia State tomorrow at 12 noon. Head to Blacksburg, Virginia for a Tuesday ball game at Virginia Tech, and then they will welcome Georgia Southern into Huntington next weekend. Austin Killingsworth hitting .143. Looks at a fastball strike from Phoenix DiGiacomo. Killingsworth came on in the fifth inning for Cooper Milford. Another straight on fastball strike. Quickly no balls and two strikes. Killingsworth hit by a pitch back in the fifth. And the 0-2 delivery, that's going to be hit. A bouncing ball to the second baseman. And Kamer makes the throw over to Havrilla at first. 4-3 on the putout. Coming up for Georgia State, Marshall here tomorrow at 12 noon. Panthers on the road to Boone, North Carolina. Last chance up in Boone on May 15, 16, and 17 when they play three at Appalachian State. If they cannot move themselves into a top 10 placement, they would not be heading to Montgomery, Alabama for the Sun Belt Tournament. Jay Williams pinch hitting for Carter Bailey. And looks at a strike on the outside corner. Well, Williams, an Atlanta product, transferred from UAB. Swing and a miss. He's down to the count. No balls and two strikes. Williams hitting 252 on the year. Phoenix DiGiacomo, the 0-2 pitch. Popped foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Straight on fastball low to run it to 1-2. Rain falling here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Couldn't get him to chase Hyatt outside. Count even at two balls and two strikes. Looks like the rain is actually picking up here as they try to get through seven. 2-2 delivery. Swung at, missed. Jay Williams down on strikes. And that is your ball game. Sunbelt Conference rule, 10-run rule. After seven, and Marshall has won the series.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the game.
As they win the ball game here today by the final score of 13-3. They've scored 28 runs in the two ball games. Here's your final line scores here in game two. For Marshall, 13 runs, 11 hits. They commit one error. They leave 10 base runners. Georgia State, 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, and the Panthers leave 10 base runners. Georgia State has now lost 10 straight ball games, and they are 24-28 overall, 9-17 in Sunbelt Conference play. Marshall wins their 27th game. They are 27-24, and they are now 12-14 in Sunbelt Conference play. Griffin Miller picks up the win. Jake Kimbry will take the loss for Georgia State. And that'll do it for our broadcast here from Atlanta. For the entire ESPN crew working with us this weekend, Dave Cohen saying goodnight from Atlanta, Georgia. All games airing on the ESPN networks are streaming live and archived on the ESPN mobile app. This has been a presentation of ESPN.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This has been Georgia State University Panthers Baseball, brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses, and by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Join us again next time for Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.